Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Welcome back to Out of the Abyss with you, as always, Lot, Pip, and Jake. Yep. How were your weeks, boys?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Week was decent.
Excellent.
Yep.
It's been raining all week, though, dude. Fucking over
this
weather.
Storms a bit much. Yeah.
It's a little cloudy, dude. It's supposed to be like this the next couple days. And then Omega yard work to do after that fun, right?
I did get caught out in that rain at least once.
I love the rain when I don't have to walk in it.
Yes.
Yeah,
big fan when I'm just like sitting inside with my cat.
I think a gazebo is like the primo spot to enjoy a storm.
Yeah. Yeah, out in the rain but not in the rain.
Yeah. Rain adjacent, but you still gotta like the sound and the good air.
Yeah.
The good storm air, dude. Nobody ever talks about the storm air.
Now, fellas,
Close Encounters of the Mankind.
Sorry. We have, dare I say, a certified hood classic this week.
Oh, shit.
This is something I remember vividly from when I was like a little kid. I remember when this first popped off. My older brother was really into Art Bell, and we used to throw on Coast to Coast at like 1 in the morning. And Art started getting callers from Puerto Rico talking about this little beastie that people had started seeing. What beastie, you ask?
What
the
beastie?
The Chupacabra.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, buddy. I fucking love this thing. I refuse to acknowledge that there is even a chance that this isn't real. So leave it at the door. This one's a fucking fact. This is a hard fact.
I didn't even know was a semi-recent thing. I'll be real. I thought it was just I thought it was like an old story or something, and not just like, hey, we started getting calls about it. Started getting holes about this chupacabra. It's just popping up.
Started getting
just big holes.
Getting holes in the goats.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Never seen anything like it before since we put that one guy in jail. He's out fucking all the goats.
Same.
Wait, hold on,
can we isolate that audio, please? Can we clip that? Alright. To begin.
Is that why you live on a farm?
Sure did.
To begin, let me describe Puerto Rico for you guys. For any listeners, we do live north of the 49th parallel. Most of our listeners are in the States. So anything that's like actually hot, we don't know shit about for the most part. I mean, I guess Jake's been around. Pip's traveled once or twice, but
A little bit.
This man only knows cold, though.
I was like, if you went to like Mexico, you're telling me you wouldn't like melt?
Dude, you want to hear a funny story, actually? So I spent a month in Africa, right? And when I left South Africa, it was 45 degrees Celsius, okay? Pretty hot, right? I spent a month in that, right? And then I came home in fucking February, and it was negative 45 degrees Celsius when I walked out of the airport. I have never, like, my body's never been in that much shock. It was so fucked up, dude.
I can't imagine plus 45 being a livable human condition. Jesus Christ.
You can't get used to it, honestly. Like, I definitely did. You just have to, like, change your, I don't know, like, your daily routine, right? Like, you just don't go outside from, like, noon till 4, pretty much.
A lot of these cities are literally that King of the Hill joke where they go to Phoenix, Arizona, and it's super hot, and Peggy's like, this city should not exist. It is a monument to man's arrogance.
Yeah. Man, listen, it hits over 25. I'm wearing an umbrella. I've got my own shade. I'm one of those fucking parasol goths.
So, Puerto Rico is about 1,000 miles southwest of Miami, Florida, in the Caribbean. So, like, it's in between Miami and the equator in terms of north-south. So, like, it's hot.
In the zone, dude. Jesus.
Yeah. It's a tropical island known to locals as Borinquen, which is a Spanish version of Borican, which is the name that the Taino natives gave it. Borican means land of the valiant lord, by the way.
Is the valiant lord the fucking sun?
No, it's just like their king.
Oh, okay.
It was just their king. The Spanish came and Spainified it.
Ah.
True.
They conquisted all over it.
Anyways, it's a tropical island. I mean, technically it's five islands, but whatever. It's very much the stereotypical tropical paradise in terms of the tourist areas. But the wild areas are something that used to be referred to as a white man's graveyard.
Oh. Interesting.
Okay. Yeah, because it's just there's all kinds of like bugs and spiders and animals that people who aren't native to the region just don't know to look for. And it can be, yeah, it's not great. Lots of illnesses and stuff. It rains frequently, and it's pretty hot year round. Like I was looking at it, and it basically, even in like the middle of winter, it does not dip below 30 degrees Celsius. Really,
huh. Jesus.
Yeah, it's hot.
Jesus, I can't imagine. Listen, I like a nice, you know, kind of a semi warm rain. I can't imagine a hot rain.
I feel like any rain in Puerto Rico is a cold rain. When it's so hot outside, all the water is like, oh yeah.
I guess.
Give me that.
Wash some of that sweat off. You get some of that sky sweat.
It's God's tears that he ever made a place so hot. It has palm trees, mountains, beautiful beaches, and is even home to the El Yunque National Rainforest, which is like a legitimate rainforest.
Oh shit. I didn't know they had a rainforest down there.
Yeah, dude. Thanks to its island status, it's also rich in biodiversity, being home to plenty of rare and endangered species of frogs, parrots, and 26 forms of plant life endemic to the island. By the way, I looked up some of the parrots. They're super cute, man.
Parrots are pretty good birds.
I love parrots.
I hate loud, though. Birds, equally.
I had to live with a cockatoo, and it was a real piece of shit.
Yeah, they always are.
Yep.
They parrots, always are.
Parrots seem like they're pretty good.
My grandmother used to keep budgies, dude. And I fucking hate those birds so much. You're just trying to do your thing. You're just trying to hang out, and they're just fucking yelling in your face. And you're like, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Yeah. Oh, it's 3 a.m, bitch. Shut the fuck up. No, shut up.
So I couldn't love something like that. And one day it would do it to me while I had a migraine, and I would just grab both the budgies and stuff them in a sock. And then, like, walk around the house just, like, smashing the sock on stuff.
Yeah.
Just no. On everything they've ever shat on.
You did this.
I'm making budgie jam.
great grandparents on one side there had a couple of budgies that they just had free roam of the house, but they always liked to roost on one lamp. Right on the top rim of one lamp. So that lamp was obliterated. It was shit city, dude. The lampshade? There wasn't a lampshade. It was a shit shade.
You gotta... That's... See, if you're gonna give your birds free roam of the house, you gotta do that thing where you, like, put plastic wrap on all your furniture and change it once a week.
No, exactly. Like,
put everything in bags and vacuum a lot.
That is necessary if you keep birds like that, dude.
Yeah. But, as I mentioned earlier about Puerto Rico, the island... does have kind of a dark history, colonized by the Spanish in 1493, and then the Americans conquered it in the Spanish-American War. So, it has been rough. But the legend and history that we're looking at today, it begins in the mid-90s. A farm reported 8 dead sheep in March of 1995. Now, dead sheep are unpleasant, and that they're a rarity, but they're uncommon. I mean, people look after their sheep. That's your income.
Yep.
The sheep were all killed in a similar way. 3 strange puncture wounds in the chest, and the corpse appeared to be drained of blood. This, by the way, is where the name comes from. Chupar, Spanish for suck, and cabra, which means goat. It's a goat sucker. And this whole goat sucker thing is super weird for a lot of reasons. First off, blood sucks, but I'm just...
Heyo.
But actually...
Got him.
Blood is super not nutritious. It's why vampire bats are such tiny little dudes, because there's just not enough nutrition in their diet for them to get big.
Yeah.
Second, most predators move their prey. Like, solo predators will make a kill and then, you know, drag the carcass away, like maybe a jaguar drags it up a tree or whatever, so that they don't have to worry about being interrupted. But the chupacabra was just, like, leaving husks laying around, like, plastic solo cups at a kegger. I just drain it and toss it. A dead sheep is really bad. But it was, these kinds of deaths were, first of all, it was making people real suspicious, because it kind of resembled cattle mutilations, which at the time were really starting to pop off in the American Southwest. To anyone who doesn't know, and if you're listening to this, you almost certainly know about cattle mutilations, where people will claim to see UFOs or something and then go out the next day and find their cow, except, you know, drained of blood and missing its anus and, like, stuff
inside
like that.
Inside out or something. Or, like, yeah.
Yeah, just, like, missing soft tissues and, like, bizarre holes and burn marks and, like,
it's
weird stuff.
It's weird that a bunch of sheep died like that, and they were like, this is a goat sucker, because was sheep sucker just the name of somebody already?
Well,
holes
in the
story,
killed a bunch of goats too. Yeah, man. How are you doing this? Why are you... Pip! You're out. You're off the show.
Alright, bye.
Done. No. Come back.
Can we get a Discord leaving sound in post, please?
Bloop. Footsteps trailing off there.
So, something else, though, that's freaking people out is that people had been seeing UFOs in the area for like a year. So people were kind of starting to get real anxious.
Oh.
And finally, someone saw it. Madeline Tolentino got a good look at a mysterious creature near the town of Canavanas. She described it as being vaguely kangaroo-like. It had big eyes, thin arms, three fingers, and two big old legs. Like those real big, thick, like kangaroo jumping legs. It didn't seem to have any ears, and it didn't have a nose, just two little air holes. It also looked like it had feathers or something running along its spine, like maybe spikes or maybe feathers or I don't know. She only saw it for a moment before it hopped off into the dark, but apparently it stuck around because over 30 people reported seeing the creature over the coming weeks. Some saw it swooping down, some saw it hopping up, but the description stayed pretty consistent. Now, this was in the summer of 1995, when that someone finally got a look at it. This thing had been rampaging for months before the sighting started. Think about that, like when was that first? March of 95 was they found the first bodies, and in the summer of 95 is when they finally someone saw it.
Jesus.
Damn, dude.
But the creature didn't seem to be confined to just one area. Canavanas was just the first sighting. That fall, a homeowner in Caguas saw the creature briefly. The thing had broken into... This is... This makes me uncomfortable. The thing had broken into the empty kid's bedroom in the house, ripped apart a teddy bear, and then fled out the window, leaving only a puddle of slime and a single piece of rancid meat.
What throws me is, why would it from? Why would it leave meat?
It's a gift for their hospitality? I don't know.
Well, why the meat?
That's why he left. He was like, I brought this piece of meat for the potluck. And then all he could find was a teddy bear.
He's fucking mad
eat.
About it.
Yeah, I'm
break
mad
this
left.
Fucking teddy bear and leave, goddammit.
The only thing I can think of is it just stores food like a fucking hamster? Like a cheap pouch, and it's just like, oh, I was going to eat that little bear-looking thing, but there was nothing there, and it got so mad it spat out the food that it already had?
Maybe it just, like, excretes rancid meat, dude. You ever think about that? Sweat
maybe
out.
There you go. It just coagulated all the blood. It sucks.
Yeah, could be it. Or maybe it's furry, right? I wasn't really listening to the description.
I think it's got skin.
She didn't really specify.
Okay, was like maybe just stuck in there, dude, you know? Hairball, meatball, whatever.
I don't know. Maybe it threw up a little bit because it tried to eat a teddy bear.
Just sucked out some cotton and like...
Yeah.
Either way, kid's bedroom is my top 10 list of places that I don't want cryptids to be.
Yeah.
Sure. Like, yeah, yeah, I can
bathroom's high up now, on that list too.
Yes. Any place that you're vulnerable?
Yeah. The bathroom is a safe place where I shower and become nude.
Yep.
Now, over the course of 1995, over 1,000 animal deaths on the island were attributed to this little bastard. That's a lot, by the way.
Yeah, that's quite a few, yeah.
That's enough for an angry mob, right?
Yeah. It was getting all kinds of animals. Turkeys, rabbits, cats, dogs, horses, cows, chickens, and, yes, Pip, just the goats. Dead.
Thank you.
Just found dead. You're welcome. They were found dead with puncture marks in their chests and drained of blood. Like a juice box by the side of the highway.
It's like one of those bad vampire movies, you know? Where he's like, I don't want to kill people, so I'll kill farm animals instead. Yeah.
And he just slurps up a goat.
No kids, eh? Lightly surprised, no kids.
Yeah, you'd think. I don't know. But the chupacabra was still not content. Still, it had to spread, to move, to get around. It made appearances all throughout Latin and Central America. And by January of 1995, there was even a Brazilian chupacabra.
There's a second one, or the sightings are the first one?
I don't know. I mean, I assume that the killings and sightings continued in Puerto Rico. But it just, there were also sightings in other countries. So I assume there was like more, like they were propagating.
Oh, dear God.
I got a story for you guys from Brazil. This story's fucking awesome.
Hit me with it.
So a bunch of animals were being mutilated and killed, forcing farmers around Capivari to mount a night watch. The first fucking night. The first night that they're out there. These farmers are keeping watch around a wooden shack, like a base of operations. They'll sit in there, play cards, have their guns. Someone, you know, looks out, maybe walks around a little, come back. They take turns doing it. They hear the animals in a nearby pen freak the fuck out. So they're getting ready to leave. Before anyone can even leave the shack, they hear heavy breathing and even heavier footsteps circling the little wooden shack. The door rattled as the thing slammed itself against it, trying to bust in. The sounds retreated eventually, and the farmers looked out the window, terrified. And there they saw it. It was holding itself up against a tree and appeared to be like 6 feet tall. I mean, if it was holding itself up against a tree, that sounds like it's quadrupedal, which would make it 6 feet long, but I just repeat the facts, I don't make them up. This one was covered entirely in black hair, and when it realized it was being watched, it ran at the shack door again, rattling the entire building with its impact. It screamed in frustration and ran off into the local woods, thwarted by the impeccable craftsmanship of the Brazilian farming class.
I'll be real, when you talked about the black hair and being like 6 feet long, I just imagined a horse.
It is just a horse, actually.
These Brazilians ever seen a horse before? Ah! What is that thing?
This one's been solved. It was just a horse. Nothing else.
How do you know that this horse was responsible for draining all of the animals? They're like, well, the horse had a cape. So we feel comfortable saying that the horse was a vampire.
We saw it had fangs.
It kept draining all the oats.
The oat sucker. Come on, that was pretty good.
Sad honk, dude.
Oh, hold on, I got a sad honk here somewhere.
Yeah, dude, hit me with it.
But doctor, I am Pip Liachi. So, the next evening, the farmers realized that there were buzzards that were circling over the woods. So they went to investigate the area, and they found a really weird corpse. This corpse was hairless and twisted, and appeared to have three holes in the thorax area, as well as several blunt trauma wounds. The men rolled the body over and were stunned to see that the grass under the creature was burned as if exposed to really, really intense heat. The guys left the body and nobody knows what happened to it. Like, they were just like, we don't even want to fucking touch this.
Damn.
Hmm.
This is so fucked up. I'm just walking away, never coming back.
See, that's that's pretty much like the correct blanket statement when dealing with cryptid shit. Like, no, mm-mm.
I have had enough.
No, thank you. I'll pass. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah.
Now, the creature continued to expand its territory up into Florida and Texas. I mean, allegedly, every Texan chupacabra that I've ever seen a picture of is a dog with mange. I saw one really sad one that was clearly just like a shaved bear cub in a thin metal cage with unclipped claws. But,
yeah, that one was sad.
But this one's for Pip. I know he'll appreciate this.
All right.
This one's from around New Orleans, and it is both the oldest known report of a chupacabra-like creature.
Nice.
And one of the only ones that I found with its own name. Ladies and gentlemen, oh I God. Present to you the Grunch.
I love it.
I shit you not, it is called the Grunch. Sightings of it go all the way back to the early 1800s at a place called Grunch Road.
Okay, good.
It's a creature 3 or 4 feet tall and covered in dark gray skin or scales with weird spikes and stuff on its spine. Unlike its southern relatives, the Grunch appears to be able to do things like open doors and use tools. And it has the funkiest... it's just Danny DeVito. Yeah.
Grunch DeVito.
He can open doors. He can use tools, I think.
Danny DeGruncho?
Now, the origin story of the Grunch involves a voodoo priestess named Marie Laveau, who apparently castrated a devil baby to prevent it from making more devil babies. I don't know.
Is that how that works? If you were a devil baby, can you make more devil babies? Wouldn't that just be a devil baby?
Wouldn't you, if you get a hold of a devil baby, wouldn't you just kill it to prevent more devil babies?
Did she just castrate a child? Like, is this just child abuse?
I mean, you would think so.
But devil child abuse, dude. That makes it okay.
Yeah.
She castrated it. Yeah, it's the omen.
Yeah.
She castrated it and she drops its balls on the floor, right?
As you and do, immediately, I guess.
Bam, the testicles become two Grunches, one male and one female.
Okay, that can't be child abuse because I don't think human testicles do that.
Now, the Grunches immediately began kicking the shit out of Laveau, who was eventually knocked unconscious. And I don't know why, but like they describe this, and I picture like something about the name the Grunches. I picture them as being like characters from a 90s cartoon where like their bodies are just like weird beans with like noodly little arms and legs, and maybe like one is orange and one is purple, and they both have like backwards baseball caps on.
I'm just imagining it as a cross between the Grinch and the evil Gremlins from Gremlins.
I wasn't really thinking of them as like, you know, characters from Hey Arnold, but I definitely am now, and this just puts a whole new fucking spin on this story, dude.
Yeah, it's just like she's like, it's like this dark, like it's not cartoon at all. It's like so dark, and there's like bones and candles burning and the smell of sandalwood as this voodoo priestess just castrates this small child. Blood, it's hideous. And then she just like drops the balls, and the second they hit the floor,
like a mic
drop, spring up as 3-foot-tall cartoon characters that just start laying into her. Just bam, bam, bam. They're like kicking. There's like little dust clouds from like where they're kicking her.
Jesus.
Now, eventually, LeBeau was knocked unconscious, of course. They got the KO.
Grunch wins.
When she awoke, Grunch wins.
Thank you.
With this character's death, the thread of prophecy has been severed. When she awoke, she was alone. No Grunches, no devil baby.
Convenient.
So, she abandoned voodoo and reportedly became Catholic.
Same thing.
Catholic.
Same thing, dude.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the play, right? You do some voodoo, you fuck it up really bad and let something into the world. You know what? I'm turning to God, actually.
Catholic Church is just like, yeah, I mean, just, you know, repent and it's all good. And this poor lady's like all beaten up by these grunches. Is like,
you got fucking blood on her hand still, dude.
I was gonna say maybe she's got like a crutch for like one leg and then like a bandage wrapped around her head and like one eye. You know what I'm saying? Like one of those.
Sure, we'll get you into confessional here. And the priest just kicks her out of the confessional booth like, ah, oh, that's the third Yahoo this week doing Frank confessionals.
I wish these voodoo priestesses would stop making goddamn grunches. Now, over the years, people have told all kinds of stories about the Grunch. Even today, bunches of Grunches.
They call them the Grunch Bunch.
Even today, sanitation workers in the Big Easy report chasing Grunches away from garbage cans or off of roadkill. After Katrina, people in some neighborhoods said that they couldn't leave pets out at night anymore because so many Grunches had been driven from the woods and into the urban areas to try and find prey.
Huh.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't bring your pets in at night because your city was a flooded hellhole with biohazardous wastewater everywhere. Dude. It's the Grunch. Yeah, yeah, it's the Grunch.
You don't want your pet to be lunch for the Grunch. That would suck a bunch.
Everything's underwater except like a 6-inch circle of land sticking up where you put your dog overnight. It just has to stay there. You come in the morning and it swims over to the house. So, where the hell did the chupacabra come from?
Sorry, that's what this episode's about, right? Sorry.
I mean, yeah, a Grunch is a chupacabra.
It's a chupa cousin.
Chupacabra from the balls, I guess, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
That's,
the chupacabra is stored in the balls.
God. That's the new euphemism. Oh, yeah, not my balls, man. Not my Grunch Bunch.
Oh, my God. I'm using that.
Oh, my God.
That's a yoink for sure, dude. Thanks.
So that's a nut, by the way. Slender Manlet and the Grunch Bunch. These are some good t-shirts. Pip just spits out merchandise.
Yeah, for real.
Someone hire this man.
There you go. Just truck nuts out. We're selling Grunch Bunches now.
So let me lay out the options that I have discovered. And then afterwards we can have a rousing discussion on our opinions. Option one. The chupacabra is just an animal. A weird one, but it's some kind of hitherto undiscovered vampiric predator that evolved somewhere near the Gulf of Mexico. It may be something like the deforestation of the El Yunque rainforest has forced it out into the open for the first time. That's an option.
Yeah.
Hmm. Option two. It's an alien creature.
Yep.
UFOs were frequently seen around the time and place that the chupacabra was first sighted. My favorite theory along this vein was someone who said that maybe the chupacabra was like an alien pet, and they were checking out Earth, like maybe on vacation, and they lost their pet cat and proceeded to try to search for it.
I like that one. Well, you know, you got like a pet in the car or something, you pull over so it can, you know, take a shit on the side of the road. Lose track of it.
Runs off.
Yeah.
Three. It's a government experiment that got loose. Is it possible that the American government has a hidden experimental facility in the El Yunque rainforest where they attempt all manner of unholy genetic experimentation, creating and accidentally releasing this monstrosity onto the poor innocents of the island?
All right, so
this sounds like America.
As far as tinfoil goes, I think that in combination with everything, it's just too much for me.
That one feels the most tinfoil hat so far.
Yeah.
I would say that, you know, an island's a good place for a top secret genetic research facility.
I would be more willing to believe it's a fucking alien pet that escaped than some kind of secret government facility that they do horrible things to people, you know?
That's because you haven't listened to enough Alex Jones.
You see, I believe there could be a secret government facility where they do horrible things. I don't believe that they could create a chupacabra, though.
Yeah, sure. That's kind of what I meant.
Option 4. It's an interdimensional creature that slipped out of its reality and into ours.
Oh, it's like the which would explain why it just popped up a while ago, right? Yeah.
I could kind of see that. I had that weird deja vu feeling again the other day when I woke up. It's weird.
Yeah, just another little Mibby boy, you know?
Yeah. Slip into another reality again.
Yep.
Option 5. Tulpa?
Hmm.
Is it the manifestation of the poor farmer's natural fears of predators turned into a supernatural predator?
Maybe. I think we're due for a tulpa episode.
Yeah, we've only mentioned him in passing.
A couple of times now, actually. Viewers out here wondering, what is a tulpa?
What is a tulpa?
You'll find out one day.
Option 6. Voodoo monster. The Grunch had kids that became the chupacabra.
The Grunch kids, dude.
And it looks so different because there was only two of them, one from each testicle, so technically all of the chupacabras are hideously inbred. They're like the cryptid Habsburgs.
Kind of tracks, actually. Which came first, the chupacabra or the Grunch?
The Grunch. By like 100 years.
Oh, shit. Okay, so the Grunch was the pet that escaped. And
no, the Grunch came from testicles.
Yeah.
We covered this, keep up.
Demon baby, sorry, devil baby, castrated.
Okay, so the devil baby?
Devil baby was the alien experiment that escaped from the secret government facility.
Now that's we're what talking. It was a devil. We roll them all up and all up together. Alien stopped, let their dog out, dog escaped, American government caught the dog, experimented on it. One of the workers was voodoo and cut the balls off, and the balls became Grunches.
It went all fucking Resident Evil in the fucking government facility and just killed everyone and got out, dude.
Resident Evil.
Just
Resident Grunch.
See, when they were looking at Grunch, the only thing they would show it were Price is Right reruns. So as soon as it got free, the first thing it had to do was remove a dog's testicles. Because Bob Barker kept telling it to spay and neuter its pets.
Is okay.
Is this an actual thing? I've never watched The Price is
Right. Nah. What?
Yeah, I've never seen it, ever, actually.
Oh my god. Yeah, it used to be at the end of every episode, he'd be like, and remember to have your pets spayed and neutered. I think he was paid by, like, the Humane Society or something.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so you don't have, like, lost pets, just feral running around.
Yeah. I understand the importance of having it done. I just didn't know that he was like saying it. It's funny.
Yeah, it was a little thing. It got a little weird because he would pull out, like when contestants won a little bit of money, he'd pull out a little coin purse to pay them out of, and it was just made from the scrotum of a dachshund. That got a little bit uncomfortable, but for the most part, it was just like a PSA.
Yeah, man, you gotta make your coin purse out of an entire frog like I do.
It was a very small coin purse. So, okay, which one? Pick one. You have to pick one. It can't be a combination. Which one is it?
Alien
demon baby
two?
Escape Resident Evil. That one.
Escape the Resident Evil house.
I'm still leaning towards Lost Pet.
Okay, so I think it's that one as well, honestly.
Oh, okay. So you both think it was? I was gonna say Pip thinks it's a lost pet, and Jake thinks that it's Leon Kennedy from Resident Evil 2.
I take it back. Definitely Leon Kennedy, 100%.
Nemesis.
He could have been Leon. Annoying girl on his back the whole time. He beat the game getting that suit of armor. You know what I'm talking about, dude. Fuck that
the
game
president's
before
daughter?
You get the fucking suit of armor for that girl. It's just so brutal. She's just...
I think that's RE4.
It's yeah. 3. Three,
nah,
right?
Dude, he's not. The Chupacabra can't be Leon. The Chupacabra is Nemesis, chasing you throughout the place the whole time.
Dude, what if Leon is Nemesis all along?
Maybe the real Chupacabra was the friends we made along the way.
It's that fucking big zombie lady from the new Resident Evil.
Yeah, Lady Dimitrescu. Yeah. And I'm sorry, but one sec, Pip. What was that? Maybe the real Chupacabra was the friends we made along the way? And you maintain that the Chupacabra is Nemesis. And if I remember the Resident Evil movie, at the one of the dudes who got infected, who was like her friend, got taken away and became Nemesis in the second movie. So technically you are correct. Ah! Yes.
Got him.
I've never seen it.
Honestly, the first Resident Evil movie is really good. Yeah. And then it really falls apart. But the first one is actually, like, excellent.
So the first one was actually just, like, good all the way through. And then the other, I don't know, 20 or whatever the fuck they're up to now are just good.
Didn't they do some bad CG ones?
Yeah, I mean, that's every move from the early 2000s, though, to be fair.
But oh, that's true.
It's just carried by, what the fuck is the actress's name, dude?
Mila Jovovich.
Yeah, she just looks hot and kicks ass, and that's enough for me, honestly.
Yeah, it's fair enough.
All right, you know what? You've sold me.
Yeah, no, highly recommended, though. Watch the first one. It's really good. Even with the cheesy CGI, it's still awesome.
Yep. Nice. Isn't Mila Jovovich like a bra model or something?
I don't know.
No, she is the wife of the dude who produced the movie, you see.
She's in Monster Hunter, damn. Too, right? The Monster Hunter movie?
Yeah.
Is it the same thing? Nice. Look hot, kick ass, bad movie? Probably.
Terrible movie. It's worse than bad. It's
like not even she can carry it kind of thing.
It's no. It's like legitimately offensive.
God, okay. I like, love Monster most, Hunter, dude. So I was stoked when I heard about it, but unfortunate.
I from the clips that I've seen and the reviews that I've read, I would say that the Monster Hunter movie is probably going to be rated near like the Super Mario Brothers show.
The live action one?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
With John Leguizamo as Luigi.
Oh, my God.
But, like, I really need Hollywood to stop trying to make video game adaptations. You know? This really has to happen.
They need to do literally the thing that they did with the first Resident Evil movie, where it was like, it follows the plot of Resident Evil, quotation, because that's not the literal plot of the game, but it's like a prequel, sort of. Yeah. So it's like based on the game, but they didn't have to do every single thing exactly the way the game is.
Because like watching video game events play out, like a lot of weird shit happens in video games just for like play sake, right?
Yeah.
You just need to do like in-universe stuff, like you're saying, and then it's just, then it's fine. But you go beyond that and it gets fucking really weird, dude.
That road in the other direction also needs to stop, I think. There's so many video games based off of movies, and they all suck.
Yeah, pretty much every Star Wars game ever made, except for a couple.
Knights of the Old Republic is good, because it's, as you said, in-universe.
Nope. And Obsidian was, R.I.P., just an amazing studio, right?
Yeah. You know what trend I like? Games being made into other games.
Like, go on.
When will I get access to Bloodborne Cart?
Ah.
Oh, did you hear PC port confirmed, dude?
For Bloodborne? Yeah.
What?
Oh, it is what? Time.
Yep. Hold on. Dropping everything.
Yeah, let me bring up the article.
Yes. There's a whole group of people who've never played Bloodborne before, and it is time for me to become a vile blood and wreak havoc on these poor fools.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. I'm gonna have to work a low-level build there and be the broccoli man.
Oh, sorry. It's not officially confirmed yet. I lied. Sorry, I made everybody.
Holy shit. All right, that's the end.
You're out of the podcast.
All right, dude. See you next week.
Anyways.
There's rumors that they were talking about someone. So, yeah, feels bad, dude.
All right, yeah, keep kicking me while I'm down. That's all from us on this one. We don't have all the answers, but if we did, they'd all be the Chupacabra is real.
Yep.
Thanks for tuning in.
So is the Grunch.
The Grunch is double real.
Because there's two of them. Because there's two balls.
Because there's two of them.
Every man on earth has two Grunches within him.
Inside there are two Grunches. Inside
there are two Grunches.
Please come join us on Twitter at OOTA_POD, Uta Pod, or join our Facebook group, Out of the Abyss Podcast. We do also have our Patreon, patreon.com/UTAP, UTAP, OOTAP. Any level will get you a full episode dedication, and the first patron can pick an episode topic for us to cover. So that's fun. Until next week, stay safe, and remember, everything has an element of the unknown. Grunch night.
What?
What? Good night.